Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Miles. I received something in the mail about becoming a new customer, so I was calling in reference to that.
Okay. Let's see.
Hello?
I'm still with you.
Okay.
And let's see here. And what is your street address?
5 Virginia Drive, Kingston, New York.
And the zip code?
12401.
Okay. Thank you. And is this location a home or business?
Home.
Okay. And your address will be in service, the estimated date that your address would be in service would be October 25th.
Right, but this office says it ends on 9/15. So can I get signed up or?
You can put in a registration application if you'd like. Which I mean is basically signing up for service, but but your area would not be, or we're estimating for your area to be in service by October 25th.
Right. Yeah. I mean that's what I have to do to get the offer.
What is the offer that's being offered to you?
Free installation and $69.99 a month.
And now, in order to get the $69.99 price tag, that would indicate that you would have to sign up for auto draft through ACH debit, as well as paperless billing.
Yes.
Okay. And our 1 gig internet is normally $79.99, but you do get $10 off if you sign up for ACH debit with paperless billing. We also have our 2 gig internet for $99.99 a month, or $89.99 with auto draft and paperless billing. And that auto draft would have to be through ACH debit. So of the two, which would you prefer?
The 79 that goes to 69.
Okay. And let's see here. Now we do offer Wi-Fi extenders at an additional $7.99 a month. And that's something that you could discuss with the technician when they come out to install your service.
I have them.
Oh, you do have. You already have Wi-Fi extenders? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you need, or that you would like Archtop to provide you with any Wi-Fi extenders at an additional $7.99 a month per extender?
No. No.
Okay. And would you like phone service as well? We offer phone service for an additional $24.99 a month.
No, not at this time.
Okay, let's see here. And we have the service is going to be installed at 5 Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, Drive, abbreviated D-R, and that's Kingston, K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N, New York, abbreviated NY, zip code 12401. And do you rent or own the property?
Own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
through the air.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Christine.
Is that C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And your last name?
Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-O-U.
And that's M like Michael, A-T like Tom, H-E-O-U.
Correct.
And your email address?
It's C as in Charlie, R-I, S as in Sam, T-A-L-L-I-T-E, the number 8, at gmail.com.
Okay, I have C-R-I, S like Sam, T like Tom, A-L-L-I, T like Tom, E, the number 8, at gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, and of course, gmail.com, that's gmail.com. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
845-853-4928.
That was 845-853-4928. And would you like to provide a secondary phone number?
No.
Okay. And how may we contact you? Would that be by phone, email, or text message? You can choose one or more of these, or all of these, or more.
Text message is fine.
Okay, text, how about by phone or email?
Phone is good.
Okay, so just phone and text?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Okay, so for the text opt-in, I'm required to read the disclaimer. It says at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
And then for the phone opt-in, it says, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see here. And then... So it's just providing the order summary, just saying we have the 1 gigabyte internet. That's what we're ordering is the 1 gigabyte internet for $79.99 a month. But when we add in the paperless billing with ACH debit, that'll bring the cost down to $69.99 a month. And of course, you will get free installation. And let's see here. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Well, I am, but the problem is my credit, I have everything frozen because I've had several breaches from healthcare, and I had no choice but to freeze my credit. So my credit is frozen. If you hit it, it will be declined.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know if there's anybody that credit.
I have no problem with you doing. I mean, I have an 8 point. I have an 8.7 credit number, but I don't know if it'll tell you that if you do a credit check. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm willing to do it, but nobody can apply for a credit card using my social because everything is frozen for all three credit companies. So, I don't know. There's so many breaches with the healthcare system that I had to do that.
Oh, I completely understand that. Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, it won't affect my credit if you try to do it, but I don't think that you'll get any, I think it'll be declined, but I have over an 8 credit score, so I don't know. I don't know if you're just looking for the score, if it'll give it to you, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Oh, it's really just trying to verify that you are who you say you are.
Well, I am.
Right. But the system,
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, the system is going to take the information that you provide and then use that to help identify, that you are who you say you are. So it's going to ask you questions that only you would know, and
right.
Just for verification that you are who you say you are. I imagine that your standing, your credit score does have some effect on this as well, but it's also a big part of it is, verifying, it's for identity verification to make sure that you are who you say you are and that signing
that
up.
Should go through. Yeah, okay. I should be able to, that should go through. I mean, it's just about if somebody was trying to sign up a credit card or whatever, then it wouldn't go through. It would be declined because my credit is frozen. So, but other than that, I mean, my identity and stuff is valid. So, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, let's see here. All right, and so your service address will be 5 Kingston Drive.
5 Virginia Drive.
Virginia in Kingston. 5 Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, Drive, abbreviated D-R, and that's in Kingston, K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N, New York. And then, of course, the zip code on that was 12401.
Correct.
Okay. 12401. And let's see here. And the first name was Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And then the last name was Matthew. How did you spell Matthew? M-A-T-H-E-O-U?
Correct.
All right, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. And let's see. And your social security number.
Yeah, I don't really want to use that out.
It's something that's required for the credit check and will only be used for the purposes of the credit check.
Yeah, I mean, it's a month away. I really don't want to give that out right now.
Well, you could bypass the credit check and pay a $50 deposit.
I'd rather do that then.
Okay, that's no problem. All right, let's see here. All right, and Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up for auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. All right, and let's see here. Okay, so what is the routing number for your bank account or for your bank?
Two two one nine seven six two four three.
Okay, and the first four, that was 2219.
Yes.
Okay, and the account number?
76243. Oh no, that's not it. That's the routing number. The count is 910-281-78.
Okay, thank you. And the name on the account?
Same name, Christine Matthew.
Okay, Matheou. And is this checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and you do authorize the ACH direct debit payment for the $50 security deposit as well as for your future billing that would be on auto draft.
Yes, so when will the $50 deposit come out?
That would be something that would be charged now. So that would be something that you would see as a charge to your account basically like today. I would imagine today it would probably go on as either a pending charge or a posted transaction depending upon how it's handled by your financial institution. And let's
okay.
see here. And will this be your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see if there's any disclaimers or anything that I have to, that I'm required to read after gathering that information. Let's see here. No, there's no disclaimers for that. Okay. All right, let's see here. All right. Okay, the response,
and it's
the
a
30-day
money-back guarantee if we're not happy, right?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, yes, ma'am. If that's stated in what you have received in the mail, then that would be what the terms that we're also held liable to. So
okay.
The payment was successful for $50. Let's see here. I copy the token in case I need it. I think that the system will hold on to that, though. Okay, let's see here. Next. Okay, and then how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I got something in the mail.
Okay, through the mail. And then it says, please note anything that our installers should be aware of on your property. I.e., like if there's any buried wires, septic tank, just anything you think might be relevant for our installers to be aware about on your property.
We have a septic field, yes.
Okay. Is the septic field in the back or the front of the property?
Back.
Okay. So that's on...
And there's a lot of trees. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. I mean,
okay,
I think. I don't know.
I think probably, I know I'm like 100% certain that the septic field being in the back of your home isn't going to cause any issues whatsoever, because the fiber line would be run, you know, from the street, you know, or come through the air. Because you said your lines were run through the air anyway, so it would be likely just be a, you know, like a drop through the air. So, and then...
Well, they're on poles, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, we have a pole, like, right in front of our, like, to the left of our house, so it should be no problem.
Yeah, I don't see it being any problem whatsoever. And do you have any questions or comments that I should note?
No, just, you know,
okay.
Just I'm not sure how this service works, and if I'm not happy, I'm going to discontinue.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and submit your order for the service. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see if there's any disclaimers here. This is awesome. Just a few more quick things and we'll be all set. All I need to do now is finish up your order, set an installation date, go over a couple of disclosures, and let you get back to your day. And is the number that you provided a good number for a technician to call and text about the order if needed?
Yes, that's a good number.
And at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And that's a disclaimer for those that are going to have the line run underground. And then also, if you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel the service that they have with their current provider. The
yes,
ONT,
I was going to do that.
All right, excellent. The ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So now the next part should be scheduling the installation. Let's see here. Oh, it's because we wouldn't be scheduling it just yet because the service is not yet available at your address. So you're all set. You're good to go. And someone from the office will be contacting you as we get closer to your area and the service becomes available in your area to set an installation date with you.
Okay.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
Nope, that was it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And I do hope that you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.